It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are focusing on water in Tuolumne County. We're joined by Don Perkins, who is the interim general manager for the Tuolumne Utilities District, and Eric Johnson, the district engineer. TUD is far and away the largest water supplier in the county. We thank you both for coming on and joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, BJ.
I'll start first with Don Perkins, who is the interim general manager. Don, for anybody who's not familiar with you and the community, what is your background with TUD and water?
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, my background here, been in the industry for about 31 years or so. I started back in the early 90s with Tuolumne County Water District Number 1, which is now known as Trainhart CSD. Worked there for about 9 years before 2000. I started my career with TUD as a water treatment plant operator. And over the years, I've worked my way up through the ranks. In 2015, I was promoted to operations manager for TUD. And yeah, that's where I've been ever since. And now I'm, the interim GM.
Very good. For anybody who's unfamiliar with how TUD gets its water, how it's collected and stored and gets to the customers, can you explain a little bit about that?
I'd be happy to do so, BJ.
Was that to Eric Johnson?
Yeah, certainly. Many of the community members are intimately aware of the system, but for those of us who aren't, 95% of the water used by TUD is really surface water from the watershed, meaning the South Fork Stanislaus River, and normally. That falls in the form of rain and snow, snow being just another form of water storage until it melts and fills our reservoirs. We have two reservoirs in the system that are both really owned by PG&E that are our primary water storage, and that is Pinecrest Reservoir and Lyons Reservoir. And both of them historically have filled and spilled. And when we say spill, it means the water is flowing over the dam. But because it's a small watershed, with a very small storage, Pinecrest, is in the range of 17,000 and Lyons is 5,000. That's very small for a watershed that annually puts out about 100,000 acre feet. We're speaking in acre feet here. And when those reservoirs fill and then they stop spilling, meaning the snow has melted, we are on a very fixed amount of water. It's like your bank account is you have no more income and you've got a bank account that you have to survive on through the summer, which is our high demand period. And so in our case, Lyons Reservoir had a very early end to spill this year, and we're relying on that 5,500 acre feet to get us through until really, honestly, the rains and the snow return, and Pinecrest water can also be used to supplement the system. We do have some groundwater in our area. It's only, like I said, about 5% of our water supply. It's generally unreliable, but it can be used in specific areas, such as Apple Valley and a few others. But we really look to the skies every fall and winter to reset in our watershed. One characteristic that makes us unique, that is very different than other parts of the state, is that we don't have carryover storage, meaning we don't have water that remains really in the reservoirs from year to year. We drain the reservoirs and we start fresh each year in the wintertime.
And is Labor Day a date that you watch closely as well?
I reference Labor Day only because Labor Day is a date that is in some of the licenses that PG&E holds for Pinecrest, and the community is very aware of this. They have a FERC license, and there are conditions in there that have a target elevation for Pinecrest for protection of recreation, at the expense of public water supply. And although we have received some relief from the state's regulation, there are still hard-coded target elevations in there related to the federal requirements. And when Pinecrest drops down below 5610 as an elevation before Labor Day, then we need to consult with some of the regulatory agencies and resource agencies, such as the Forest Service, in order to get permission to draw that reservoir down and bring that water into Lyons, which can then enter into our system and serve our water treatment plants, our raw water users, our ag users, and so forth.
So as we sit here in late August, how is the current water situation looking for TUD? Go back
Don,
over to Don Perkins.
Sure.
It's tight. You know, it's with that early end of spill, we're talking June 7th was our early end of spill, and then a longer date until Labor Day, so it's many more days that we have to rely on the stored water. So it's tight. It was tight from the very get-go. But we're managing. We're working close with PG&E and the Forest Service trying to manage and to balance the recreational needs up in Pinecrest, which we understand and value, and our water supply for our customers down here. So it's tight. Eric had mentioned that we have these target elevations for Pinecrest and target elevations for Lyons. You know, we would like to see Lyons at 1,500 acre feet by Labor Day. We're going to fall below that, well below that, probably near 1,000 acre feet, which begins to be a concern for us at TUD for water quality concerns.
When it comes to conserving water, do people in the community, do you recommend that they conserve at this point in time, or are things looking pretty good?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you asked. Our community over the decades have learned to conserve water and use water wisely. Currently, our community is using water about 140 gallons per day per capita, right? That's pretty good low considering the target for our region is 165 gallons per day per capita. So when you compare our usage to 2013, we're about 19% below those numbers. So all of that indicates for us that our community members are conserving water, are using water wisely. So Lisa Westbrook, our community affairs specialist, who's in charge of our outreach, does an amazing job with continuing to remind our customers in the county to use water wisely. So,
So looking back to 5-6 years ago, the previous drought, those conservation measures that they did at the time, they kind of became permanent possibly for a lot of the customers?
Yeah, I think, people sort of rearranged their use of water or reapplied or however you want to say that, they just have a different use of water. Some people really minimize their landscaping for outdoor use. So, yeah, it's dramatically different, coupled with more water-efficient fixtures. The usage is down.
Any, just common things that people should keep an eye on around their house to ways to possibly cut water or things that may come up, whether it be, leaky faucets and that type of thing?
Yeah, right. There's, if you can see your toilet leaking or leaks, even small drips out of your faucets or your hose bibs, things of that nature, you should address. Although they look small at first glance, but over time that can add up some real water.
Eric Johnson, anything else to add on that topic?
No, I think Don covered it. And the only thing I would say is he mentioned 1,500 acre feet in Lyons is where we'd really like to see it at Labor Day, and that we'll drop below that. And, this community is, our demand is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of, 50 to 60 acre feet a day. So when you think about how much water's sitting up there with no rain or snow in the forecast for several months, historically, it makes water operators a little unnerved, and that's why we try to have people use water wisely, but at the same time, we work very closely with PG&E to make sure their operations don't impact water supply. As we move through the summer, it's not just the summer that's a concern, it's also into the winter, and once rain and snow returns, then we can look for the next year.
Take a breath and move to the next year.
Exactly.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking with a pair of leaders from the Tuolumne Utilities District on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. We're joined by the district engineer, Eric Johnson, as well as the interim general manager, Don Perkins. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.